Welcome to the Leadership U podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Leadership U. This is Christina.
And this is Jim. Welcome back.
Bye-bye, I have an important question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Recently, I traveled to Japan, and I noticed their condiments are very different from ours here. Yes. I mean, the food was incredible, but they always had like soy sauce or something like that on the table. So it got me thinking, what condiment, if you could only have one for the rest of your life, what is your number one condiment that you would use with every meal?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me think here now. I think a nice, well-made mustard.
Really? Yeah. Mustard?
Yeah.
But what kind? There's so many. Yellow mustard, ground stone.
I think just a good yellow mustard. And the reason is mustard is a condiment you can add on hamburgers, hot dogs, a lot of different meals. But you can also put it on crackers. You can do a lot of different things with mustard.
You fancy.
And you want to make it a little spicy. You add a little hot. You add a little hot sauce to it, or you add a little pepper to it, salt and pepper, and you're good to go.
You're elevating your condiments so nice.
I've thought this through pretty well.
Yeah. So for me, I think it would be hot sauce. Oh. I think I would just have hot sauce with me. I mean, I kind of carry it anyways with me. Put it on everything. You can put on pizza, on hot dogs, hamburger, anything. Hot sauce makes everything better.
I love it.
Yeah. So between the two of us, you carry your mustard and I'll carry my hot sauce and
we've got it packed.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the rest of this topic that we started covering last week. Be right back. Support for Leadership U comes from Patridos. Listen, if you're looking for trendy, comfortable, and eco-friendly clothing, this place is for you. I personally love the hats and sweaters from here. I'm actually wearing both right now. The designs are cool and have a little bit of a minimalist style. It's super trendy and comfy. I'm all about it. But they don't just have apparel. They have home goods, art, and lots of other stuff. Baba, I know you're a fan of the mugs. We love all the products and are big fans. And with worldwide shipping, you can order from anywhere on the planet. You can find them online at www.patridos.com. That's www.patridos.com. Leadership U podcast listeners get 10% off their first order with promo code podcast. All right, guys, welcome back. Last week, we talked about developing a high-performing team and specifically about healthy relationships. And Baba, do you want to cover the different things we talked about?
Sure. We talked about healthy relationships are drama-free, but not always conflict-free or dispute-free. Healthy relationships have clear boundaries. Healthy relationships separate worth, identity from the job. And healthy relationships pause before reacting.
And it was actually a really good discussion. If you guys haven't heard it yet, make sure that you listen to part one of this topic because we really got into some meaty parts there. But this week we're going to be talking about even more points to help you have a healthy relationship within your team. So the next one we're going to talk about is that healthy relationships are vulnerable. So we just talked about this, Baba, with you sharing your story about how you had high pressure things happening and you didn't even realize maybe how they were affecting your life. But it's important to be vulnerable, to reach out to people. If your team doesn't necessarily reach out to you, it's still important that you reach out to someone you feel safe with to discuss when you are going through crisis, to walk through that with somebody. Last week, we discussed building trust and being open with your team. And the key to wholesome team connections is to be vulnerable with each other and trusting one another to share your burdens, to let people know when you're not okay or when you're going through something difficult, just to take some of the pressure off of you as it relates to your work environment, but then also to let the team know that you trust and value them enough to share what's going on in your life with them. And that helps build closer and healthier relationships within the team.
That's good. So it's important to be vulnerable. And by the way, I mean, you don't listen, unless you've got a lot of trust and you've got great relationship with some of the team members, you don't unpack everything in front of them. But it's okay to say, hey, listen, I'm not having a good day today.
Yeah.
I need some help.
Yeah.
Or I'm having a great day today. Who can I help?
Right.
So it's vulnerability just means being to the place where you're transparent.
Right.
And you're authentic and you're being real with who you are.
Right.
So I just want to encourage you. Vulnerability does not mean you're having a counseling session with everybody and you're unloading everything. But vulnerability just means, hey, this is where I'm at today, and I'm a real person, a human being, and hey, I'm having a great day, and so I'm ready to help somebody who's not having a great day.
Right.
And I can jump in a little stronger in some of the areas. Or maybe if you're having a little bit of a bad day, a little hiccup day, you say, listen, today's a little bit of a rough day or a rough time right now. Can you guys jump in and help me do what I need to do?
Right. And I think this plays too into the idea of like perfectionism. A lot of times we feel like we have to be perfect or pretend like everything's okay and that we're always just super high performing and always perfect. But really being vulnerable with your team and saying when you have a hard day or when you're feeling extra good that day is important too, because it builds that level of trust and it just shows authenticity, like you said.
Yeah.
So the next one we're going to talk about is that healthy relationships start with a healthy you. And so this is just kind of a common sense one to throw out there, but you can't be part of a healthy relationship if you're not healthy yourself. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about specifically when you're talking about being healthy, we're talking about maybe like burnout or different things. So we just want to encourage you to practice, you know, some self-care, make sure you're doing well physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and just take care of yourself. So eat well, get good sleep, and do fun things outside of work so that you're bringing the best you that you can to the rest of the team.
That's actually very insightful, Christina. It's really important. Let me circle back on this self-care idea. It's really important that we have self-care plan in place. So I'm going to encourage everyone that's hearing this to develop or create a self-care plan. A self-care plan when you're healthy, when you're emotionally healthy, when you're spiritually healthy, when you're physically healthy. What's that self-care plan look like? What are you eating? Are you sleeping well? Are you doing fun things? So that's a self-care plan. This is my plan. I'm doing great, but I am following my self-care plan. And then go to the other extreme. Do a self-care plan for when you're in crisis or something is happening in your life. A lot of people do not have a plan in place, and so you kind of start drowning, and you don't even know, where's my lifesaver? Where do I go to for help? So I would encourage you to develop a self-care plan. If you're not sure how to do this, go to someone that you consider a little bit more mature in their walk spiritually. Maybe you go to a pastor or a minister. If not, you go to maybe a trusted veteran at the organization that you're at that's been there for a long time and say, hey, listen, I want to establish a better self-care plan for me if I'm going into kind of a crisis mode or I hit a very big speed bump in my life. And so what you do with some guidance and some other people helping you, you establish a care plan to help you get back on track into where your good self-care plan is. So if you're going in trauma or crisis or something's happening, what happens a lot of times? You stop sleeping well, you don't eat well, you don't hydrate, you stop doing fun things. So basically, a lot of things that you would normally do stop happening. So you need to have something in place, maybe a little plan, a sheet of paper, something on your iPad or iPhone or phone, a list, and pull it out and say, okay, am I sleeping well? No. Okay, something is wrong. So then what's the care plan? Do I need to go see a doctor? Do I need to talk to some people? What's the next step I need to do to get back to sleeping well? Am I eating well? Or hydrating? No. Okay, what's my self-care plan say? I need to take action steps to get back on course. Am I doing fun things, hobbies, or am I just feeling like life is not fun anymore? Something is off. So you are in a place where you need to take care of yourself and get back on track, and you may need some help from people that are outside of your normal group.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you. this is a key thing. We can, Christina and I can do another talk. In fact, we probably will bring on a specialist that can help you establish a self-care plan in the future. So just be watching or looking for our podcast. But also, in the meantime, take care of yourself. Make sure that you are healthy spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah, that's so good. And when we're talking about self-care too, I think a lot of times people automatically, their brain goes to like a spa day or something, which can be part of your self-care plan. But really, when we're talking about self-care, we're talking about like just basic basics, like eating well, sleeping well, doing fun things outside of work, maybe setting healthy boundaries in your life. Those can be part of your self-care. But we actually have one of our earlier episodes with mental health professional Betsy Jackson. She talks about self-care with us on the podcast, so you can listen to that. I think it's episode 3, but we'll probably bring her back on the podcast in the next couple months here.
We'll need to.
Yeah, to do some more deep dive into self-care, because it's super important, especially for leaders. When you're pouring out into people, you need to make sure that you're in a healthy spot yourself. Okay, so the next one we want to talk about is healthy relationships know how to have fun and when to have fun. So the best work teams play hard and work hard. Some different studies have found that when units discuss other topics other than work, it can actually foster deeper and more authentic connections and lead to higher team performance. So basically what we're talking about is not to just be bogged down with work when you're part of a work team, but also to bring some life and fun into your unit, because it can just bring joy and it makes the work less heavy. So humor can be a really excellent way for team members to de-stress during high tension. And fun is actually a key indicator of employment engagement. Studies have found this. Fun has also been found to have a positive impact on creativity, on your purpose, and can even make teams more resilient during difficult times. So when teams bond together over fun things, not necessarily only work or task-oriented, it makes the team stronger and have stronger relationships.
That's good. And I'm reminded of a scripture verse in the Bible that says humor is good medicine.
Yeah.
So there's something about having fun, laughing, the joy that comes with that, that lightens your heart and your spirit. It helps you to forget about the burdens and the stress and the heavy weight that is on you at times, and just lightens the load for you for a time. And it is good medicine. It's taking something that makes you just feel really, really good.
Yeah, so this is super important to me. I just love to have fun in general, but part of the things that I love about fun is pranking people. And so I was once in an office with these guys I had to work with. They were part of a media team. They might be listening to this podcast, and if so, I apologize in advance. So they were part of a media team, and I was working with them on a specific event. And I knew them, but not like super, super well. And so I kind of wanted to get in on that side of the team a little bit more, just because I knew we were going to be working like later hours together, and I was going to have to ask them a lot of favors in the future. So in my head, I thought a good way to get in with them would be to prank them. And so I went into their office when they weren't there, and I had this old cell phone, and I set it to, I think it was like a 20-minute timer, and it would go off every 20 minutes, and then it would go off playing the song Let It Go from Disney's Frozen. So it was like this super catchy, kind of a little bit annoying song, and I put it on a timer in the old cell phone, and then I hid the cell phone up there in the ceiling. It had ceiling tiles, and so I hid it into one of the tiles, and then I left. And so a few days later, I get a call, and they're like, Christina, come to the office. And I was like, oh. So I ran over to their office, and when I walked in, there was like little pieces of ceiling tile all over the floor in just like little clumps. And there was a broom handle. The one guy was holding it in his hand, and he just looked at me with like dead eyes, and he's like, was this you? I was like, you found it. And so they were like super aggravated, not happy with me at all. But we got closer, and they tried pranking me a couple times too. So it was really fun. I'm not saying that's the best route to go with at your environment or your work, but I'm saying that fun is fun, and it really did bring us closer as a team. We started having pranking wars, and I have a lot of good stories from that project, but I'll share those later.
Yeah, I remember, I think maybe that organization or a different organization, they used to do this thing called the Fun Day. And fun day was periodically we would take, we were on the clock basically, but we would take a couple of hours out and then we would just do fun stuff together. We would do maybe a social, we would bring in some kind of games and we would do board games. But we would, one day we even did a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Remember,
we
created a map. And part of it was, I remember the thing, we had to go out and get a tattoo. And we actually went to a tattoo parlor and I'm thinking, there is no way I'm going to get a tattoo. And this lady that was had a lot of ink all over her body, it was very nice ink, came up to us and said, are you guys with this organization? Yep. And she had a little marker in her hand, and she would draw a little tattoo on the guy's arm of a heart, and it said underneath it, I love mom.
Oh,
and then
cute.
The girls had something else. And then they also gave us, part of the challenge was that we would get from her the directions to go to the next treasure hunt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyway, it was a blast. We had so much fun. We broke up into teams. And then one of the things, too, we had to go to a place that sells sewing machine and sewing supplies. And guys, we had to go in there, and they gave us let the guy sit down behind a sewing machine and begin to operate a sewing machine. Anyway, we had a lot of fun. But that brought, I think, that was like one of the best days we had for fun because it brought team unity.
Yeah.
We didn't think about work for 2 hours, 3 hours. We ran around very close to the office with these things that we had to do, projects and tasks. And then we came back and we had a very nice lunch together as a team, joking and kidding. So it was a great memory.
And it just helps you further down the road when you're in those types of environments. And then it maybe gets stressful or you're working as a team again on work projects. You know each other better. You've laughed over different things. You've had fun together. So then when it comes time to crunch time, you're just better able to operate as a team unit. So healthy relationships are vital in high-performing teams, and one of the core elements of a healthy relationship is to have fun together. So make sure that you're having fun with your team. I mean, maybe don't prank like I do, but bring some elements of fun into your team and your environment and just see how it changes the relationships. But that's all we have for today. We enjoyed talking with you, and we hope that you'll come back next week as we talk about commitment.
Looking forward to getting together with you again.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Leadership U podcast. For more resources for leaders, visit our website at volunteeru.org.